I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
See, the reason why the Isaiah Rodgers thing is different is because Calvin Ridley was away for mental health reasons. And so, like, John Morant could have bet on a game while he was away.
Thanks
and
for relaying that on a microphone.
You're welcome.
Instead of a text message while driving in late. So, yesterday, it feels like someone or a bunch of people within the Dallas Mavericks said, you know what? Let's try to be like the Cowboys and create a bunch of headlines just to make noise in the offseason. That's what yesterday felt like, with a bunch of unrealistic, unattainable scenarios. And Kyrie recruiting LeBron isn't even the craziest one.
No.
The craziest one is the Mavs wanting Jeff Van Gundy to come out of broadcasting to be an assistant coach. We'll get to that in a second, but Shams Charania is the one who had the report. He was on with McAfee, and he's the one who broke it, along with Chris Haynes, Bleacher Report. Kyrie wants LeBron on the Mavs.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is it's probably very unlikely because of the reasons you just mentioned. Like, LeBron James, for everything I've heard, is he's happy with LA, being in LA. His son Bronny is about to play at USC. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why being a Laker, retiring as a Laker, makes a lot of sense for LeBron James. But everyone I've spoken to fully expects, and my full expectation, that LeBron James is going to play next season. He has way too much left in the tank. He looks too good. He just averaged, what, 29, 7, and 6? Like, the numbers he's putting up at the age of 38, unbelievable. So I think everyone expects him to play. But the fact that Kyrie Irving, everyone talked about Kyrie Irving going to L.A. LeBron clearly has made it known he wants to play with Kyrie Irving, and he wants to play with Kyrie Irving in L.A. But now Kyrie Irving is changing this, and he wants to recruit. And I think the bigger story is what will happen with Kyrie Irving in free agency. The fact that he's going out and wanting to recruit a guy like LeBron James, it's clear he's putting on his recruiting cap. He wants to get talent in Dallas. He's trying to recruit talent to Dallas, and we'll see how that plays out and bodes for his free agency.
All right, I wrote down a bunch of things, as RJ Choppy did. Pick and choose whatever you want. Number one, the biggest takeaway for me in all this is that Kyrie Irving appears satisfied and content to be a Maverick. That's the big win, if you want Kyrie to stay. So if he's trying to recruit LeBron here, maybe that's just Kyrie trying to get the most money for himself, because he can get more money here than if he becomes a Los Angeles Laker. Luca cool with this? We getting the total Luca sign off? We think Luca's got a problem sharing the ball with Kyrie. He's going to be fine sharing the ball, yes, with his idol, but also Kyrie Irving. LeBron James really going to leave? What the hell is that?
It was my computer dinging as I was not on purpose.
So in the commercial break, he comes in. Oh, he goes, my computer's about to die. It's about to die. And RJ goes, well, there's specials out there on Apple computers. No, they're trash. Apple's nothing but trash. Meanwhile, your thing sounds like it's backing up into a school zone.
That is not that the computer's trash. That's that I'm trash and didn't turn down the sound effects. So yeah, that was me being trash.
Sound doesn't come out of any of my technologies.
What was that sound effect?
It was the critical stop window popped up because it was reminding me I needed to renew a subscription.
So is Kyrie happy here? Is Luka cool with it? Is this just a ploy for Kyrie to make sure he gets his money, RJ? Why would LeBron leave Hollywood? And most importantly, whenever these stories break, Who leaked it and why?
I think Kyrie's camp leaked it. It allows him to say, hey, you know, I kind of want to be here. Even though he has no intentions of being here.
Mm.
It's like, I'll show them I kind of like it here, but I'm not going to sign anyone. Like, this told me the first thing, the number one priority is that he wants to play with LeBron James. And he also knows he can get way more money from the Mavericks than he can from the Lakers. So, from Kyrie's standpoint, I want to play with LeBron, but I also want to make the most money possible. That's here. To which I assume the phone call went like this, like, hey, LeBron, you want to come play for the Mavs? And LeBron gave that. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you're not gonna. He's not gonna leave the Lakers or come to the Mavericks. I'm sorry. Like, this is one of those know our role and shut our mouth situations. Nobody's leaving the Lakers to come play here, especially when he literally went there.
Maybe if you're a bum and we can overpay
yeah.
you.
Yeah, if you're a bum. But also, like, he went there to end his career in L.A. To create this Hollywood.
To make Taco Tuesday commercials.
To be able to continue to grow his brand. Because he's more than just a basketball player, right? More than an athlete.
Yeah.
So, like, that was the issue. Now, he'll go, and he'll go somewhere else for Bronny. But he's not going to go somewhere this year and then move again next year for Bronny. So that was never going
to
happen.
And we would have to trade to get him.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure the Lakers would love to get their hands on Davis Bertans and Tim Hardaway Jr.
I'm thinking about Dwight Powell.
I'm sure that they're just all in on that. So that was never going to happen. Maybe the Mavs told Kyrie that they wouldn't do a sign and trade. The Mavs don't have anybody the Lakers would want. And he knows the Lakers won't pay him top dollar. So, like, from Kyrie's standpoint, like, best of both worlds, I get to play LeBron and I get the most money is here.
Or, as the fan text is bringing up, was this LeBron's camp leaking it to put more pressure on the Lakers? Yo, man, these two are going to end up together. They clearly want to be with each other. Go ahead and make it happen. Chris Haynes, by the way, one of the 15 NBA insiders that don't message us back, he's very good. And he said the Mavericks were preparing. Make sense of this. The Mavericks were preparing to make an offer for James last season when the Lakers were spiraling. Despite James being ineligible for a trade last year due to the date of his extension. But the Lakers made a string of trades near the deadline that changed the trajectory of their season. So what does that mean?
So.
You're not tradable. The league won't allow it, but we're setting up an offer to try to get you anyway.
So this is allegedly a little CYA. That line about, but even though this is the case that he wasn't eligible, was added after the internet immediately fact-checked his report and said LeBron couldn't have been traded, dude. And then that got added in there. So some people are saying he's just now digging in on his report and throwing in the note as like, yeah, that was the case. My report is still true. And they couldn't have traded for him. It wasn't possible.
But any chance of forming a big three in Dallas under the NBA's new CBA will be difficult. The new CBA resembles a hard cap, making it very difficult to have three max players on a roster. In order for Irving and James to partner with Luka, the two would have to take a sizable pay cut. The easiest and unlikeliest path to adding LeBron this offseason would be for him to orchestrate a buyout. He has 1 year, $47 million left on his deal. He's got a player option.
For $50 million the next year.
Yeah.
So he's going to give up $100 million.
Well, which he's going to get anywhere.
Well, but not here, right?
No, not here if he has to go ahead and take that pay cut to make it work.
That's going to be a major issue. I mean, he's got plenty of money, but he's got goals. Like, he wants to be like a team owner. Like, being a team owner, you don't give up $100 million when you can get it.
A governor, sir?
Doesn't have to be in the NBA. Could be somewhere else, which there's still owners elsewhere.
What do you make of all this?
You know, my big takeaway was similar to the one that you had, that this sounds like Kyrie's on his way back. This sounds to me like something Kyrie's camp leaked, which I think is funny as Chris Mannix at SI, another insider who wants Texas back. As Chris Mannix at SI said yesterday, it's just funny that he goes on Twitch last week to talk about, guys, stop talking about my free agency. And then in all likelihood, he probably leaked this. But the My thing is, at what point do we start believing Kyrie, and at what point do we start believing everything we're being told? Because insiders have been telling us for months, he's probably going back to Dallas, and I feel like a lot of us have just kind of said, yeah, it just doesn't feel like it. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Not happening. It's like we get insider report after insider report. Now Kyrie, in all likelihood, is leaking that he's trying to recruit people to come play with him in Dallas instead of leave to go anywhere else.
He wants that 5 for $272 million.
He does want that. And I think we're starting to see, and I feel like we have to start believing he's going to be here. I would prefer the sign and trade and go get other assets. But I think the likeliest ending here is Kyrie's here.
Yeah, I think this is good. This is a positive development. There's no chance in hell LeBron comes here. But this is showing that Kyrie Irving is trying to bring people here. And I'd love to get Luka's reaction to it. Shams with the most likely outcome to the report that he broke.
I think Kyrie Irving, it seemed like he enjoyed the experience in Dallas. I know Mark Cuban, Nico Harrison, they've been vocal about wanting to bring him back. I think that's probably the more likely outcome in all of this. But these players are talking. And when players talk and when guys start to recruit each other, there was a period of about 2 months where Kyrie Irving was deciding on his future. And him and LeBron James were going back and forth. And I think Kyrie Irving at that point, there were times last summer where he wanted to be a Laker, no question. He ends up staying with the Nets. We talked about it. We broke all that. Then he ends up getting traded to the Mavericks. The Lakers had an opportunity to trade for him. He ends up in Dallas Maverick. And I think there is going to be a lot of interest in him staying there.
So that's Shams and Chris Haynes. That Kyrie's interested. That's not even the craziest Mavs rumor of the day. I don't know who decided to come up with all this crap yesterday, because that's what this is. The Mavericks are interested in Jeff Van Gundy and Jeff Hornacek to join Jason Kidd's staff, according to Mark Stein, who's a longtime Mavericks insider, another one who won't text us back. The Mavs were previously linked with Hornacek during this coaching cycle. Van Gundy has worked in broadcasting over the past 15 years, and the Mavericks also had interest in Frank Vogel for the role. So it's like Cuban told Stein yesterday, hey, man, throw out Van Gundy and Vogel and Hornacek, and let's create some headlines.
Yep.
Yeah, Jeff Van Gundy. Now, I will say this. Every time we've called Jeff Van Gundy to come on, as he says no, he's also a Houston guy. So he does live here. He does live here. But, yeah, let's go be an assistant coach for the Dallas Mavericks and leave the ABC ESPN cushy job.
I'm going to say this is the dumbest report I've ever seen in my life. It's a non-report. This,
more than Condoleezza Rice is going to coach the Browns.
I think it's on par. Because I think the difference is that Condoleezza Rice actually would have accepted that job.
Yep.
Jeff Van Gundy's not accepting an assistant coaching job under Jason Kidd as opposed to grinding for 82 games when, you know, making probably half the amount of money he's making now.
But sitting next to Mark Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, man, there's no way. There's no way. Now, to coach... As the head coach, I could see it. But an assistant? Jeff Van Gundy is, I think, an assistant coaching job.
Jeff Van Gundy is one of the top Kyrie Irving critics in media, too.
Oh.
He has taken kicks at Kyrie Irving almost every opportunity that he's gotten. Whether it's been over the COVID stuff, over demanding trades, over all the off-the-court stuff. He is in interviews, on broadcasts, on everywhere else. Taking every chance basically to say he thinks Kyrie's an idiot. Yeah. And so
Kyrie would strangle him.
Yeah, I don't think that would
get
work
Latrell
out great.
2.0.
Yeah, I don't think that would work out great to have Kyrie and Jeff Van Gundy here. So if your end game is to please Kyrie and this is your future and to make this marriage last as long as you can, Van Gundy doesn't seem like a real possibility.
No, it doesn't.
But good. I'll take Hornacek and Van Gundy. I'll take a veteran coach sitting on the bench next to Kidd and helping him out through some of his stuff. If it doesn't have to be one of those guys, but sure, bring me in a veteran coach who's had head coaching experience before to sit on the bench.
Yeah,
with him.
Yeah, cool. I mean, but like if I'm Jason Kidd, I don't want Jeff Van Gundy here. Look over my shoulder every bad timeout. Every time I don't take a timeout, some idiot fan and media like us, and we would do it, is going to be calling for his job. Anyway, why don't you just have Jeff Van Gundy out here? Or, you know, this is where the credit starts. Oh, this, you know, Jeff Van Gundy's doing all the work behind the scenes. This is his team.
Yeah.
You know, so if I'm Jason Kidd, I'm like, nah, I don't want this dude here. Undermine me.
To be fair, people are already talking about Jason Kidd that way without somebody over his shoulder. People are already talking about he needs to go. He needs to get out of here. He's a mess. It would just obviously turn up the heat. It would create the Dan Quinn, Mike McCarthy factor.
What a day for Mavs stories. We got LeBron James and Jeff Van Gundy in the same show.
And Jeff Hornacek. Don't slight him. And we got the 10th overall pick. It's a great time to be a Mavs fan, baby.
TruckWreck.com text line is wide open at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. I honestly don't know where to go here between Rangers and Cowboys. I never thought we'd get to this point with this baseball team this year. Like, a member of the G-Bag Nation is going to make you hate the Texas Rangers. DeGrom is out even longer, and Jerry and Steven shut down DeAndre Hopkins and Jimmy Johnson next.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Swing and a drive deep into left field. Durant back into his right onto the track. He bangs into the wall, but he can't make the catch. Now you've got a logjam on the bases. Gorman with Edmund right behind him. Gorman scores. You've got two Cardinals at third. The throw is taken in by Young. He's chasing Edmund home. He throws to Heim, who applies the tag. Crazy play. The Cardinals get a run out of it and tie the game at 3.
And the Rangers were able to overcome it as Nathaniel Lowe has the walk-off to have them win again. 4 straight and 6 of their last 7 as they beat the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis apparently last night 4-3. And I don't know who has more rage and anger. Bobby Belt over Nolan Arenado on Peyton Russell's Mount Rushmore or RJ Choppy listening to your favorite St. Louis fans invade Arlington.
There is nothing I hate more than St. Louis Cardinal fans.
We should have done a dark roast. RJ writes it. Bobby reads it for the Cardinals. For St. Louis fans.
We still got a series?
Yeah.
There's a series going on. We can do this.
Maybe you can write one for tomorrow. Write a St. Louis dark roast because you don't hear a lot of people expressing their hatred for Cardinals fans.
Chia follows writing songs. You can write a dark roast.
I can do that. He shouldn't be writing songs. Those are our things. that's our thing.
He gave us the breast milk story.
I could come up with something. Yeah, because look, they are the most hateable group of people in the world. First of all, people who refuse to boo suck. Okay? Sorry, Aggies. But, you know, that's what that is. It's cultish. It's cultish behavior up there. You didn't invent the game. You're not the best fans in the world. You're the softest fans in the world.
Woo!
Okay, that's what St. Louis Cardinal fans are. The softest fans. We don't boo our players because they put in effort.
They seem like very nice people.
That's the problem.
Seem like a very nice people.
Midwest nice.
Fans can be nice outside the stadium. When you get inside the stadium, everybody should act like they're from Philadelphia. You want a home field advantage? That's it. Now, I've heard it's a great stadium. I've heard it's fantastic. I've heard the area around the stadium is tremendous. Don't care. What's inside the stadium are St. Louis Cardinal fans.
They took over. They took over. So now we get to Bobby expressing his hatred on the text line, the morning show text chat over Peyton Russell at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, so I understand, Peyton, that the Nolan Arenado part was a joke. But then when you were asked to actually give your top third baseman,
yep,
you only got one name right. on your Mount Rushmore. By the way, you shouldn't be using Mount Rushmore. Those aren't even the greatest presidents we've ever had, Peyton.
Okay? I think Mount Rushmore.
Jay Williams will tell you that.
Is Mount Rushmore on the Mount Rushmore of national monuments?
Ooh. We should break that down. So.
Friday, 10:01.
The only name you got correct on the Mount Rushmore of third baseman is Chipper.
Not even Beltre? Oh, no. You're about to get lit up, Bobby.
No. Chipper over Beltre.
Chipper was better.
Yeah.
He was better. You gotta say he was better.
Yeah, and it is morally offensive that you would put A-Rod on a third baseman list.
Yeah. A-Rod and Blawy there either.
A-Rod's career, like if you're going to put A-Rod anywhere, it would be shortstop to me. If he belongs on any Mount Rushmore, it would be shortstop.
Debatable.
Third base is just something he moved to like be self-indulgent for Cal Ripken in the All-Star game 1 year. And then it was in order.
Jeter.
Yeah, they wouldn't move Jeter. That should tell you right there exactly what kind of Mount Rushmore status A-Rod has, is that he went to another team and was like, you're not playing that guy's position. You need to figure out something else. The other names on there, Mike Schmidt. There you go.
George Brett.
I left Brett off.
Give us four.
Chipper, Mike Schmidt, Brooks Robinson, Eddie Matthews.
You can't leave. Brett has to be on there over Schmidt.
It's the pine tar for me.
It was legal.
No. Nope, he's tainted now because of the pine tar. No, Brett's right there. It's those five. I was having trouble trying to put it down. If I had to move off one, it would probably be Brooks. But Brooks Robinson was 16-time Gold Glover.
His offense was going to be the issue compared to the other four on the
list. Yeah, I mean, his OPS was like 760 for his career or something.
The human vacuum cleaner.
He was.
Great nickname.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, so you should appreciate that, Maryland. That I'm showing some Brooks Robinson love.
That's how I knew the nickname.
And so then Nolan Arenado was sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah, he was sixth.
So it wasn't a bad choice.
Dang it. So that's Pepe putting Arenado on after he dropped the pop-up last night from Corey Seager. Meanwhile, let's just throw out Jonah Heim's Mount Rushmore of catchers that he named the other day.
Who will be the four catchers that you put on Mount Rushmore? I mean, obviously, there's a guy that you probably see the statue out there.
Yeah.
But who will be your four?
Definitely Pudge, Yogi, probably Jorge Posada, and then probably Buster.
Buster only. Posada.
No.
Yogi.
Buster Posey.
Buster Posey. Who did I say?
Only.
Buster
only.
Buster Posey, Yogi, Pudge, and Posada.
This is offensive.
This
is offensive.
Okay. It's nowhere near as offensive as Peyton's.
How you don't have Johnny Bench, who is universally seen as the best catcher ever, on the list, or how you don't have
Piazza?
Mike Piazza, who from an offensive, now he was a terrible catcher. I mean, he couldn't catch a cold.
Well, who you bumping? He caught that Clemens right here.
You bump Jorge Posada.
Okay.
For starters. Who was good.
Yeah.
It's good, but like that's somebody who thinks sports started in 2005 saying that.
We got to decide how much of a pass we give these guys for the age cutoff. You know what I mean?
Not in baseball. I don't do it in baseball. Baseball is the one sport where you just look at numbers and say go.
I mean,
in football, it's different.
He put Yogi Berra. If you put Yogi Berra, you've got to be able to
put Johnny Bench.
You got to be able to put Bench.
Yeah, the age cutoff is null and void if you have Yogi Berra on there.
You got to be able to put Roy Campanella.
Sure. And Carlton Fisk, if you wanted to go down that road, too.
No, because he played for Boston, so we don't recognize him.
Well,
those are some Rushmores. Rangers get the win. The new golden child, Grant Anderson, gets blowed up a little bit, but they win in extra innings. Anything else on this game, Roberto, before we move on to DeGrom?
No, I mean, just it was we talk about Heim. It was huge, the caught stealing that he had in the ninth. That was a big play last night. But in general, it's good to see. You mentioned it right off the bat. Like, anything we want to see from them, they'll do it. So, you know, any type of victory we need to see or any type of play style or any type of performance, the Rangers can provide it. And it's why they're right at the top of the league right now is, you know, arguably the best team in baseball.
And now we get to DeGrom, 60-day IL. They're trying to spin this a little bit. The Ranger diehard fan is saying, oh, this was just a matter of semantics. They just moved. It wasn't a physical setback. We're just moving this to the end of June. So he'll be out for another month, but this isn't anything crazy to freak out or panic over.
So that's what they say. until, what is it, June 28th he can come back?
Yeah.
Is that what the day is? Okay, so June 28th will roll around, and then it's going to be like June 29th. It's like, oh, he needs TJ. Like, it's Tommy John time, and we'll see you in a year and a half. Not actually. Like, I don't know that that's what they're going to say, but that's what this feels like. I have zero confidence that he's pitching again this year. Because this is, it's one of those, this is the same feeling that we get with, think about in the last decade, Corey Kluber, Yu Darvish, like it always starts out with, there's just some soreness. It's a little tight and then it lingers. Then it's, he's out for a couple weeks and then it's, oh, he's done. He's out for the year.
Yeah.
And this is just, I don't like that he had a bullpen session, 35 pitches last week. And now we're moving to the 60-day DL. Yeah. I understand, or IL. I understand it is a procedural move in a lot of ways, just because they're trying to save the 40-man roster spot or whatever. But it's concerning that Chris Young is going on with G-Bag yesterday and going, I'm confident he'll pitch. I just don't know when. Okay, yeah. You don't know when, even after seeing him pitch a bullpen session a few days ago?
Right. There's massive issues. And the thing is like, this isn't just one body part that's ailed him. Right throughout his career, I mean,
right.
He's had a kind of a litany of injuries that have just been nagging, that have just over the last couple of years that have just stuck. Either he can't pitch through pain or he won't pitch through pain. Don't know which one it is, but man, this is awful. Like, look, it's terrible news.
It's getting to this point, and there's just no way around it. And RJ called it from day one. Right now, you're looking correct. They're going to have to win a World Series with him to make us feel like it's justifiable. Because right now it's looking like it's going to be a financial disaster. An epic disaster that this is the way it's starting off in his first half.
Yeah.
That he's going to have to come back for a playoff healthy run and be the hero. He's going to have some heroic playoff moments to make us as a fan base and the media feel like it was worth it. At least you got a title. That's the best case scenario for this right now moving forward.
Yeah.
At least you got a title out of it. Because this is everything that you and we feared.
It is. It really is. It's like, you know, when they were to sit here and, you know, go back and look at this contract and this deal, this is how teams get gun shy. This is how they say, all right, well, we're not going down that road again. We got burned. So, like, let's say he doesn't pitch again this year. You think they're going to shell another $200 million on a single player in the offseason? Not after what happened.
5 for $185. Well, how about not someone that's a walking IL stint that's 34? You can
shell it out.
You know,
26-year-old.
Yeah.
Who's when Bryce Harper or Mike Trout was a free agent.
Yeah.
Trout never got there, but Bryce did. You know, you could shell it out for that.
What if Shohei, just for the hell of it? What if Shohei was available given his age? Make you gun shy towards that?
Well,
I'm second guessing.
I may second guess, but you know, and Shohei's had his injuries, but it hasn't been over the last couple of years. He's been pretty healthy.
Yeah,
last couple of seasons.
He'll be 29 in July.
And it hasn't been pervasive. It hasn't been his entire body. He hasn't been Mr. Glass from Unbreakable. Like, he's just, this is DeGrom consistently having health issues, which we knew. Like, it's DeGrom and Kyrie. It's the same thing in terms of the inevitability, it feels like. Like, you feel like you know it's going to go wrong with Kyrie on a standpoint of, like, the chemistry. You knew it was going to go wrong at some point health-wise.
There's only one thing. Well, two things. DeGrom's one. There's only two things that can go wrong for the Texas Rangers. Jacob DeGrom's health and Eric Chiafalo making a G-Bag song about them.
Oh, oh no.
Crushing, yeah. You know we stare, uh-huh. Manage forever,
yeah.
And we'll be
there.
We want Young's glove,
yeah.
The ace to start.
Uh-huh.
We love Globe Life Field, but we still miss the part. Division leaders,
yeah.
Boys keep playing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's just June, F what they're saying. A healthy Garver, I can't believe my eyes. And every time still feels like the first time. And I'm all like, Bochy, 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 yo. Like, Bochy, 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 bro. Like, Bochy, 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 coach. I hope you'll always be mine, mine. Bochy, 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 yo. Like, Bochy, 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 bro. Like,
effort.
That's an A for effort right there.
It's
a good song.
Is that what we get from a Florida Italian? Is that what happens when we let a Florida Italian sing and do
songs? They're like sixth on the list.
I just love your Italianness. I just love your background. I could just listen to a track of your background effects.
We try and be as true to the original production as possible, and we needed to put in the ad-libs.
Eric Tiafalo with a G-Bag Nation production. We bumped the Cowboys. Cowboys can't even get top four segments on the show these days, and they spoke a lot yesterday. Jerry and Steven shutting down DeAndre, Jimmy Johnson, and Dak next on The Fan. But first, good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. We got a lot of shout outs to get to here on Sean, RJ, and Roberto. We got Peyton and Ryan in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Brian Broaddus, all the best to Broaddus medically, Bobby.
Yeah, Broaddus is going under today. In fact, I think about 13 minutes ago, he was scheduled for a little heart cleanup. So he's been talking about it on G-Bag, but he'll be out today. He said he should be back tomorrow, but good luck.
Tomorrow?
That's what he said.
Off a heart procedure?
That's what he said. You know him. He's the one who would...
Soldier.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I'll be there. What do you need? I'll show up. Like, he's going to be there. Even if he's got a Zoom from the hospital bed, he'll be there.
Wow. So all the best to Double B. I got a shout out to my home interior designer. As I went in yesterday after the show till 4 p.m., and she's like, I turned on the radio yesterday, and I was like, oh, really? Thank you. I really appreciate that. I was like, what was the segment? And she goes, Bofa. And I was like, Bofa? What? And she's like, yeah, Bofa these nuts.
Oh,
you fell for it, huh?
She got you.
She didn't drop the line on me. She just said Bofa, and then I was immediately humiliated. So later on through the process, she's like, oh, you can pick a fan here, or you could have a, looks at me with great disappointment, a boob light, they call it in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, she tuned in. So Julie, fantastic job by you. Thanks for putting up with me. And thanks for listening 24 hours ago. Maybe you're listening right now.
He said a fan or a boob light. Can I get both of those?
Both of those. Get them both.
That's you what know you what should. Yeah. But you should be happy. She didn't hear me talking about you getting a jelly sting on your face. Like, she didn't hear that one, though. That would have been worse.
That's true. And I was like, what are we talking about? 640, 640. So that's her listening into both. That. And then shout out to the miserable chaperones on Luca Choppy's trip to D.C. with the photos you said yesterday.
Oh, man. This is wild. He has gone everywhere in D.C. He's out in front of the White House, in front of the Capitol. My mom.
Second time in front of the Capitol, right?
Well, no, for him first. My mom did not send any signs with him.
You're evicted. Get out of his house. There's a woman named Nancy. Find her stapler.
Oh, nasty Nancy.
So they left at 3 a.m. yesterday from the school. 3 a.m. Got to D.C. around 9-ish, right? And then they were walking around D.C. till 10 o'clock that night. Those kids had to be dragging.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to be up early this morning. They're going to take the bus to New York or the train.
And walk Times Square by themselves.
And they're going to walk Times Square by themselves.
It's a great idea. Wore them out all day in D.C. so that then they're not going to do anything bad and they can be unchaperoned in Times Square.
Yeah. Wore them out, just like you said.
Yep.
So are you going to have the tracker on him? Can you like follow him
I've
around?
Got I've got a tracker on him right now. So I've got, like, you know that Life 360 app or whatever? You guys have that?
I do not.
So it's just like it's an app where you can, obviously, as long as his phone's on, I can see exactly where his location is.
Nice.
I can see how fast he's going. When we were when we were snowboarding, I saw.
What, I got McCarthy tracking, GPS on there?
GPS, amazing, man. It's amazing.
Man, see, and he was talking about me being the overbearing parent, and here he is literally microchipping his kid.
That's right.
Yeah, right. There you go.
All right, so Jerry and Steven talking a lot yesterday. What was the reason for this?
Shrine Bowl. They were announcing the Shrine Bowl, the East-West Shrine game coming to town. And so then when it was done with the press conference, they kind of broke off in the hallway and did a couple minutes.
All right, you want to start with D-Hop, Dak Deal, or Jimmy? Choppy, you pick.
Let's go with Dak Deal.
Okay. So Jerry was asked if he had any interest in putting anyone else into the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
No, none. Well, I'll look at that later as we get on into the year. Of course, obviously, we've got DeMarcus that is front and center here.
I did that just to mess with Choppy. Okay. But look, there it is again. Jerry shutting down Jimmy Johnson, reminding me of playing with my three-year-old every day and making him try to share. No, it's mine. No, no, it's mine. And that's Jerry Jones with this sad, pathetic Ring of Honor grudge that he holds against Jimmy. So there it is for another year. He just brought up DeMarcus Ware.
I agree. I mean, you know, you would never want to have the eighth winningest coach in team history be on the Ring of Honor.
Here no.
Here we go. So, look, I thought, you know, D. Ware would go in with Witten and Romo, but Jerry would probably try to drag this out to get more attention for it in individual years. If you remember, Jimmy Johnson, this is from us, right, Pepe? Jimmy Johnson came on the show to promote his book, and we asked him, how much do you care about going in?
Well, I'd be honored. I'd be honored to be in the Ring of Honor. There are some great individuals in the Ring of Honor. And you know, the Dallas Cowboys are a big part of my life. You know, so I take great pride in that. And you look at, you know, Jerry's told me, you know, half a dozen times he's going to do it. But I have no control over that. You know, that's up to Jerry. When and if he decides to put me in again, I would be honored. But if he decides he doesn't want to do it, I understand.
So petty. So pathetic.
Very.
It's ridiculous.
I want to just play devil's advocate for a moment.
Okay.
And this isn't any argument of mine, but I'm just saying that Jerry is such a Cowboys first type of guy and loves whenever the Cowboys brand is being represented in all sorts of different phases after their careers and everything else. And people always talk about how, what a loyal guy Jerry is and yada, yada, yada. He's looked past some offenses before to continue a relationship with Roger Goodell and other things. It must have gotten so much uglier than we publicly have even heard or even privately. It must be so bad between them or got so bad between them that Jerry literally just after all the fact that he can't look past it.
No, I don't even think he got that bad. Jerry can't stand that Jimmy gets the credit.
I agree with that too.
Jerry, even though he was a college football player, he was an athlete. He was the nerd in high school who was, I'm just making an analogy. He was the nerd in high school who was always dying to be the high school quarterback, to be the varsity star. And Jimmy Johnson was the varsity star around here after they started winning the titles. And it's just like the rock star wants to be the movie star, and the movie star wants to be the athlete, and the athlete wants to be the movie star, right? Everyone yearns for a different level of celebrity and popularity, and Jerry Jones making $1 million in an hour didn't get him off. That didn't get him excited. It was Jimmy Johnson getting credit for making a trade for a backup tackle, and Jerry can't get over it. Now, you would think that's why he won't, you know, step aside with the whole GM role and title and all that stuff, because he wants to walk away winning a championship with GM next to his name, because that's what haunts him.
Yeah.
That's what haunts him. A lot of Tolos were saying, ask Jerry this next time he comes on. If putting Jimmy in, we're not going to ask him this because he's not going to answer this hypothetical. If putting Jimmy into the Ring of Honor meant you winning one more title, would you do it? And Tolos were like, what do you think his real answer would be? What do you think? What would he do? Devil rose up and said, for a second time with Jerry, and said, if you put him in, you will get another ring. What would he do?
He would say no. He wouldn't say that publicly. Privately, he would say no, because he would say,
you think so?
All this, because he'd say, again, Jimmy is responsible for me getting a ring. In the end, he's responsible for
it. Nobody would know that. Nobody would know that.
But he would know it. And here's the thing. I think that if you were to ask him the question publicly, what he would do is he'd say, well, you know, and then he'd go down a rabbit trail. And 10 seconds into the answer, you'd be like, this isn't even the same topic I just asked you about. You're talking about something completely different now. And then he'd be like, so that's how it is. And he would just talk around in a circle for a little bit and not answer it. Mm. But I think private moment, he would still say no.
I think he would say yes. I think he would say yes. He wants to win, but he wants to win his way. Yep. His way means that he would be the GM.
You don't want to win badly enough if you have to do it your way. You just don't. That's not the ultimate level of desperation and winning, if you have to do it your way. So there he is, shutting down Jimmy again.
Can I throw out another conspiracy theory? What if we haven't seen the Dan Quinn move to head coach, because that would be a concern? Because if Dan Quinn were to win a Super Bowl next year or this year with the Cowboys, everybody would say it was Dan Quinn because they had all the talent and Dan Quinn stepped in and he's the one who pushed it over the edge.
What do you mean? I don't understand. I'm not following.
If they were to swap out McCarthy at the end of last year and Dan Quinn was hired as the head coach and they won a Super Bowl, who would get the credit?
I wouldn't take away from Jerry.
I know we wouldn't, nationally.
Jerry brought Quinn and kept Quinn. I think the highlight would be Jerry convincing Dan not once but twice to stay. I think he'd get a ton of credit, my opinion. You could argue he'd get more credit for Dan Quinn than McCarthy because McCarthy already won one in Green Bay. He was already a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably. Dan was close. I mean,
yeah.
Super close.
Should have won.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, Stephen Jones, according to Clarence Hill, I didn't get this out of the quote, but I'm going to trust Clarence with the tone of Stephen shutting down any perceived interest in DeAndre Hopkins. Quote, he's not on this team right now. We went down the road with Cooks. We're very comfortable with Cooks. We're pleased with our receiving group. So I guess that does sound like a shutdown. And Doug Peterson shut it down in Jacksonville for D-Hop.
Yeah, look, DeAndre Hopkins is getting a sobering reality right now, I think, about what his market is.
Getting zeked?
And has for the last couple months. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is that D-Hop's in a better position to still contribute than Zeke is, and he's still receiving this kind of treatment. I think it's just his price is going to have to come down. Yeah. And then the question becomes, does it lower enough? Does it get down to a point enough that then the Cowboys would be interested? They would be interested to a point, but money would be the biggest factor to them.
Yeah, money would be. You know, here's the thing. Like, I wonder how much of this is the league is shifting on skill position players with age. Like, that's, you know, for DeAndre Hopkins not to get any interest and teams just outright saying, no, we're out.
We don't know what his money is either.
Right. We don't know the money, and we also don't know how much his reputation across the league might be quitter.
Because of the last two games?
Not just the last two games, the way the suspension, the way he jeopardized himself there. Like, teams may just feel like he's not a culture guy.
Why wouldn't teams love a guy who took PEDs?
Do anything to win. I think it would be more about the practice habits. Practice habits over the PED concern. But Jerry's still trying to keep the little Zeke.
It's cute. It really is.
It's perfectly Jerry trying to keep the Zeke headline alive. We still haven't ruled it out. We still haven't ruled out a return.
I have, so.
So that was Jerry trying to keep Zeke and his team in the headlines. But they can't get headlines right now over the Rangers with a walk-off win. DeGrom's out longer, and Kyrie recruiting LeBron to the Mavericks. Headlines with a Rangers ticket giveaway and a DeGrom bobblehead with Carbock Brewing as well to hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on next.
But let's get you over to K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing, the official roofing and waterproofing partner of the Dallas Cowboys, and they're the ones who put the roof on AT&T Stadium. They fixed and replaced the roof at the American Airlines Center during the playoffs last year. Another blistering hot Texas summer. Man, it's getting close. It's almost here. And your energy bills, you're already seeing a little uptick. Already seeing a little uptick in those high energy bills. You've been beaten down in the past with those high electric bills. Hit up K-Post and get a Tesla solar roof from K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing. Same Tesla those cars you see on the road. They integrate seamlessly in your roof's design, virtually undetected. Not like those old-fashioned, unsightly solar panels you might be thinking of. These come with a 25-year warranty. They're extremely durable. You save money on your energy bills, and you get a 30% tax credit when you install a Tesla solar roof from kpostcompany.com/Tesla. The letter kpostcompany.com/Tesla. Get the free roof evaluation. 972-885-3772. 972-885-3772 or kpostcompany.com/Tesla.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.